San Francisco residents chant Kit Kat, the name of a San Francisco cat killed by a driverless car last month. The cat was a stray adopted by the owner of Randa's Market on 16th Street. Outside the store, a crowd gather for a news conference. Supervisor Jackie Fielder addresses them, introducing a resolution that asks the California legislature and governor to give voters the right to decide autonomous vehicle operations at the county level.
Local communities deserve a say over our streets and over the technologies that affect us. It's about democracy.
Stepping up to the podium, small business advocates Justin Dozel said the incident points to a larger picture of power, surveillance, and corporate influence.
I'm here on behalf of small businesses to say that San Franciscans deserve to have a choice. When these companies come into our city, drop their surveillance technologies into our neighborhoods, worsen our street conditions, and put our neighbors out of work, and kill beloved figures like Kit Kat without a shred of consequence, we deserve the right to say not here, not like this. Thank you very much.
Waymo critics like Dylan Fabrice, policy manager for San Francisco Transit Riders, say it's not just a question of safety, but also about the future of transit in San Francisco.
Waymo promises to reduce car ownership, but that's just not compatible with reality. We live in a dense urban environment where, at the end of the day, all that Waymo is doing is adding cars to the city. And that is not sustainable in a growing city like San Francisco.
Supervisor Fielder spoke to the concern of residents asking, what about human drivers hitting animals?
I actually am similarly outraged. Safety is, one of the many concerns. And again, we have not been able to have the debate about the costs and benefits of autonomous vehicles. And that's the entire point.
Waymo has expressed condolences and says the cat darted under its vehicle as it pulled away. The company also pledged a donation to an animal welfare group. Fielder's resolution will be submitted to San Francisco state lawmakers and legislative leaders in Sacramento, urging a bill that lets county voters decide the fate and rules of robo-taxis in their own backyards.
We love you, Kit Kat!
From the Mission District, I'm Annetta Felix, reporting for KPFA Radio.